Enjoying the show? Tell us about it on Twitter with the hashtag TheWireRadio.
It's Anti-Poverty Week. Across the country, organisations such as Anglicare, St Vincent de Paul and the Red Cross have joined forces to run workshops and events that highlight issues with poverty and hardship in Australia. One of these events is the Power to the People Silent No More conference, which gives those the most vulnerable the chance to speak up about the struggles they face. The Wire's Leah Blankendahl spoke to Paz Forgione from the Anti-Poverty Network and anti-poverty activist Neola Niorkis about the conference, the week's events and the importance of giving voice to people experiencing hardship.
Well, I think Anti-Poverty Week is an opportunity to really challenge the public and political conversation around issues like poverty and unemployment and welfare, to really raise awareness about the fact that although Australia is a very rich country, we have a significant and growing number of people who are suffering from financial hardship.
One of the key things you're doing is this conference. Why is it so important to have people who have experienced hardships in amongst that mix of people who are talking about anti-poverty?
Yeah, well, because it almost never happens. Debates around unemployment seem to happen as if the opinions and the insights of unemployed people don't actually matter. And I think that is probably what much of the media and probably also what our government thinks, that if you're unemployed, your job is to just go out there and search for work, and it doesn't matter if there aren't enough jobs to go around, and it doesn't matter if we don't provide you with enough income to be able to survive, and if it doesn't matter if we just pile up more and more obligations for you to meet, you just go out there and do your thing and be quiet and be grateful.
And Neola, you're someone who is quite outspoken on all of these issues. Can you tell me just about yourself?
Well, I'm a New Start recipient. I'm also a part-time university student, and I have a few health barriers which impacts my ability to work full-time. I've had a lot of issues and stresses over particularly the past year regarding my obligations and issues with my job network. And it's been very, very difficult. It's impacted on my studies and the psychological effects of having to be frightened every time you go into a job network that you're going to be cut off. Ever since last year, the system has been much more punitive towards people like myself, and there seems to be a narrative in the general media about people on welfare like myself being lazy, being dull bludgers, being drug addicts, and it's incredibly negative towards anyone. And it seems like a lot of politicians like to pick that up so they can seem to be popular within society and say, well, these people are draining the economy. We can't afford to pay for people to be on welfare. It's not a fun life being on Newstart. The reason why I speak out about being on Newstart, even though it's actually quite nerve-wracking for me, and I know that it opens me up to a lot of criticism from the public. I know that a lot of people will probably look at me and think that I'm less than them because I'm not in a paid employment role. But I feel I have to speak out about this because the terror that a lot of people on Newstart face in speaking out and the danger you have of having your payment cut off, being treated like scum by your employment network or your disability employment service is a real threat. When you are scared about not having any money to survive, to live on when it's so low already, it can make it very difficult for you to stand up for yourself. So that's why I do this. And I want to challenge that narrative that everyone on welfare is scum. Like so many other big corporations and other people who use taxpayer money, they're not spoken about in this way. For instance, Bob Day, the MP, he's recently been in the media about his business losing a lot of money, and that $5.6 million might be needed of the taxpayer purse to fund all the insurance claims he has. He's been very vocal in the past about people on welfare and quite derogative about speaking about people on welfare. But nothing's really said about that. It's not talked about that, well, that's a lot of taxpayer money that's going to a business that he's mismanaged. But there doesn't seem to be the same backlash for people who are living on such a small amount that it's impossible to live a dignified life.
Anti-poverty activist Linda Yorkus ending that story by The Wire's Leah Blankendahl.